السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ بني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعددت لعبادي المتقين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as the month of Ramadan rapidly approaches the halfway mark, we find that unfortunately the enthusiasm which most of us entered the month of Ramadan with, the fervor, the zeal, the veracity with which we engaged with our a'mal, is beginning to dwindle, is beginning to wane, that we do not carry the same level of enthusiasm at this moment that we did at the beginning of the month. In fact, unfortunately, in some masajid, when one looks at the crowd, at the congregation, one cannot wonder but ask the question, are we in the month of Ramadan? So the reason for this, my dear brothers, are manifold. That when a person does not continue with what he intends to do, or does not reach that level which he is supposed to be reaching, there are many reasons attributed to this. One of the reasons, my dear brothers, is that we do not have the realization of what we should be receiving completely from the month of Ramadan. That what is the objective of the month of Ramadan? Sometimes we have the realization, we have the knowledge, but our attention tends to change from the original objective of the month of Ramadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba 'ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun." So that you may attain taqwa, that you may attain piety. And with regards to this, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned the famous couplet that كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدُّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. That when you are doing an action, more importance on doing that action, you should be concerned on that, about that action being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he further goes on to quote the ayah of the Quran Kareem, أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That do you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. So the month of Ramadan is for taqwa to come into us. The condition for the acceptance of an action as well is that a person does it with taqwa. When a person does the action, it will free him of the obligation. It will relieve him of his duty, of his obligation of performing that action. He will not be questioned with regards to that action. But the acceptance of that action and the effect of that action is dependent on whether that person did that action with taqwa. Unfortunately, we tend to fall into the ideology that we can have a ritualistic Ramadan, that wake up for sehri in the morning, abstain from food and drink for the entire day, have our iftar, go to the masjid for the month of for Salatul Taraweeh, and my Ramadan is done. I have fulfilled my obligation for the month of Ramadan. I have fulfilled my duty for the month of Ramadan. But my dear brothers, the month of Ramadan, taqwa extends far beyond that.
It is connecting this heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making an effort to progress spiritually in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Linking this heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when we apply the yardstick of taqwa to our heart, we will be able to ascertain whether we have progressed spiritually during this month. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That when taqwa enters the person's heart, when shaitan gets hold of this person, he makes him fall prey to one of his traps, to one of his snares, then immediately this person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he takes heed, he takes cognizance of his actions. And he immediately turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stops doing whatever haram shaitan had tracked him into. So as the month of Ramadan is going, as the month of Ramadan is progressing, we have to ask ourselves this question, that when it comes to breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we progressing with regards to that? If some haram has to come in front of us, if we have some temptation in front of us, do we fall prey to that temptation? Or do we remember the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to staying away from that haram? And not only that, not only during the month of Ramadan, what is our aspiration with regards to after the month of Ramadan? Already we should have our mindset on that. It shouldn't be that we are just ritualistically going through this month, anticipating the month of the moon of Eid to be sighted a day earlier, so that we can refer already back to the life that we were living before the month of Ramadan. As the month progresses, we should aspire to inculcate within ourselves the qualities of those who have taqwa. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention in the Quran Kareem with regards to that? There are various ayats that speak about those who have taqwa and the various qualities that are found within them. One is in the opening verses of the Quran Kareem. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That the person's iman is complete. His iman is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He establishes his salah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, he spends from that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are some qualities of those who have taqwa. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah. سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عُدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Again, that strive with one another towards such a Jannah, the distance is, the size of which is the distance between the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who have taqwa. Coincidentally, again, this word taqwa, muttaqeen, is found in many ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises Jannah. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. By and large, most of the times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a high and lofty status in akhirat, in jannat, who has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised jannat for? Who has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared jannat for? It is for those who have attained taqwa. So this month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is another saying of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم شهر رمضان. That had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given us the month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan is a gift for a person who understands what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires of him during this month. And at the same time, if we do not abide by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires of us, if we do not aspire to bring taqwa within us, if we do not aspire for the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month, then just as this month can be a gift for a person, it can be one of the greatest curses upon that person. The hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended the minbar, at each step said, Ameen, 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 three times. After Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam descended from the minbar, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked him that we heard you saying something which you never said before, that on every step you mentioned Ameen. What was the reason for this? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave three reasons. One of which was, or Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the reason that Jibreel Ameen, every time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended one step, Jibreel Ameen gave a curse, to which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen. And one of the curses that Jibreel Ameen mentioned was, woe be to that person who goes through the month of Ramadan and yet does not get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. Imagine who is making this dua. Jibreel Ameen, who is saying Ameen to it? Rahmatul lil alameen. Understand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not merciful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy, the embodiment of mercy. Embodiment of rahmat, saying Ameen to a curse. Of who? To who? Not to the enemies of Islam. Not to a disbeliever. But to a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Going through this month without aspiring to get the rahmat and the maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To go through a ritualistic Ramadan is detrimental to a person, to that point, to the point that this curse of Jibreel Ameen and the Ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can become befitting on him. So to save ourselves from this, my dear brothers, we have to aspire. Make that effort that this Ramadan is not going to be one like the ones of the past, where the moon of Eid, when it is sighted, I revert back to the life that I was living before the month of Ramadan. That this is going to be a life-changing month, a life-changing period. Inculcate within us the qualities of taqwa. In that ayat that I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The jannat has been prepared for those who have taqwa. And who are those who have taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. That those who have the ability of spending in the state of prosperity, in the state of adversity. Spending in the state of prosperity, meaning when a person has wealth, that is easy to understand. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, at times, they did not have any wealth, yet they looked for avenues of sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressing Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, mentions, تَصَدَّقْ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. You have one khajur, you have one date, one tamar. The person next to you does not have any. Especially now during the month of Ramadan, the person most probably will have. But to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if you have half a date to give that person, give him. His reward will fall on you. For his reward of fasting will be in your favor on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. And you will have fulfilled the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then if a person does not even have that much, you don't even have half a date, a portion of a date to give, then what, my dear brothers? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. That you do not have that much to give, at least sadaqah, charity with a good word. Again, these are actions for us to enact during the month of Ramadan and continue with it out of the month of Ramadan. 17th of Ramadan is coming now. Battle of Badr took place. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum sacrificed whatever they had for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us sacrifice some time for this kind word, for this kalima tayyiba. For this kind word that will assist your fellow Muslim brother. And what are those kind words? From amongst them, the best of them, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The best you can do is invite the brother towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I mentioned, spiritual progression, linking this heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak to your brother about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind him who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Creates within ourselves that yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Link this heart to the Khaliq. Trivialize the creation, trivialize makhluk in our eyes. Through speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the month which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and whom made that effort went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as well should make that effort. Give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invite the brother towards the masjid. In our workplaces, in our environments, create that environment of deen. Create that environment in which a person walks in, he is reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make our businesses, make our homes such that it gives da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Close it at the time of salah. That is a da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind those around us that the time of salah is coming in, not only during the month of Ramadan, but out of the month of Ramadan. But this is a time to make the start where everyone is understanding with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first step. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. Two aspects which are intellect. One is وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That person who swallows his anger as well as he overlooks. Two separate aspects, but they go hand in hand. With regards to swallowing a person's anger, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, "Man kadhama ghaydan wa huwa qadirun ala an yunfidahu da'ahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala ru'usi al-khalaiq yawm al-qiyamah hatta yukhayyirahu min al-huri al-'ayn ma sha." That person who swallows his anger whilst he has the capability of meeting it out, that is also a quality or condition for him to swallow his anger and for him to get the reward of this. Sometimes the person standing in front of him is twice his size. What one hit from him will put your lights out. At that time you say, no, I'll make sabar. No, that doesn't apply in that situation. But when the person is your subordinate, he's your employee, our wives at home, our children, person weaker than us, and whilst we are fasting especially, our tempers tend to ignite quicker than out of the month of Ramadan. This is the time to remember this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whilst you have the ability of meeting out your anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him on the day of Qiyamah in front of everyone and tells him, now go and choose whichever one of the hurayin you desire. One is you have the hurayin, the other you need a residence to keep her as well. With regards to that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَىٰ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. Not just a house, but a house in the prime estate of Jannah, in a prime location of Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am a guarantee for a house in that location, that prime location of Jannah, for that person who leaves out fighting. Even if his fighting may be justified, and not just leave out fighting, not just not fight with that person, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, you remove from your heart whatever animosity may be bred because of his actions in your heart for him. Remove it from your heart. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again understand what is the objective of the month of Ramadan. to get that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ultimately attaining Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who whilst he was seated in a gathering, says that if anyone wants to witness a resident of Jannah on this earth, look at the Sahabi who is now going to enter this gathering. When that Sahabi entered the gathering, he did not know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned with regards to him. Another Sahabi goes to him after the majlis and asks him that, can I spend some time with you? The Sahabi replies, definitely you can spend some time with me. So he's in the night, he expects the Sahabi to be spending the entire night in Tahajjud Salah. But this Sahabi only woke up at the latter portion of the night, in the last third. Like was the action of most of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And he read his Tahajjud Salah. Then he assumed that he would make some, have sari. He would be fasting the entire day, but he did not fast. He got up, went for his Fajr, after Fajr Salah. He went to the marketplace. He said, perhaps this person will be giving a lot of charity, a lot of sadaqah in the marketplace. But he observed him going about his dealings like the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would. So he passed 3 days with him. After 3 days, he tells him that, see, the only reason I spent these 3 days with you is because of this words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to you. And I was hoping that I would witness something extraordinary that I could make amal upon so that I can also be a resident of Jannah. So perhaps there is some action that you are hiding from me, that you do not want me to witness, that has made you a resident of Jannah. So the Sahabi replies that there is nothing, what you have seen is my daily ma'mool, my daily actions, there is nothing extra that I do normally. But there is only one thing, I have not hidden it, but it's something that you cannot see. And it is that every night before I go to sleep, whatever anyone has done to me during the day, I remove any hatred that may have come in my heart for them and I go to sleep with a pure, clean heart. The Sahabi replies, it is because of this that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has called you a resident of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressing Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he tell him? Ya Anas, ya bunay. إن قدرت أن تمسي وتصبح وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل. That, beloved youngster, my beloved son, if you have the capability of waking up every morning and going to sleep every evening without any animosity for anyone in your heart, then do so. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further on to explain, وَذَٰلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. That is from my sunnat. وَمَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That person who brings my sunnat alive, that person has truly loved me. And that person who truly loves me, he will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. The ayah, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that I mentioned at the beginning. Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. But he was paraphrasing the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, again linked to this. Two brothers having a dispute. Over what? Jealousy of a ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the other brother. Not even a monetary ni'mat, not even a monetary bounty. But because of his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa that had entered his heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the sadaqah, the offering of one brother over the other, the brother goes into a rage. And he tells him that I am going to kill you. That how is it possible that your sadaqah is accepted over mine? The brother retaliates, not with fighting. But innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. It's not my fault that your sadaqah has not been accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. And how beautifully he tells his brother, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِي إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. You can do whatever you want to me. You can try to kill me, I'm not going to even try to defend myself. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. When a person comes after you, when a person is chasing you down, when a person has wronged you, swallow your anger for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overlook him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the result of it? On the day of Qiyamah, your bad deeds will be transferred to him. His good deeds will be transferred to you. This is the month, my dear brothers, for us to make that effort of getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayah is not yet completed, but time has lapsed, but concludes the qualities of those who have taqwa. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. So let us make this intention that inshallah, that this Ramadan will not pass except that we have that complete ta'alluq, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we do not dwindle with regards to this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we should increase our level of ibadah as the month progresses. So that after the month of Ramadan, we can continue with our ibadat and we can continue attaining taqwa in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.